At this time, I will recognize Alderman Blazer, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for Monday, April 2nd. I just wanted to let everybody know that on their desks this evening, there is a revised zoning and planning report, and there is also a draft resolution on your desks for item number 297-11 parens 4, which is on second call. Will be done on second call tonight. There is a late filed item today that can be found in an addendum in your docket books, and I did just want to let everyone know that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And I will begin with the first call of reports, and at this time I will recognize the Chairman of the Land Use Committee, Alderman Hesperhan.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. There is no report of the Land Use Committee this evening. However, I would ask to be recognized to assign a public hearing.
Please go ahead.
Thank you. On page 83 of the docket, a public hearing to be assigned for May 15, 2012, petition number 82-12, Jeffrey and Robin Petter, petition for a special permit site plan approval for an extension of a non-conforming structure to add a third story above a portion of an existing single-family dwelling, of which a portion counts as a basement and a portion counts as a first floor, increasing the floor area ratio from 0.29 to 0.36 at 112 Exeter Street, Ward 3, West Newton, on land known as SBL 32-28-21, containing approximately 16,080 square feet of land in a district zone single residence 1. There is no other business use committee to report tonight, but I would remind people that there is a public hearing on April 10th.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee chaired by Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's no report this evening as all items were held.
Thank you very much. Next, I have the Programs and Services Committee chaired by Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 77. The first item to report out is item number 297-11, parens 3. His Honor the Mayor, resubmitting a reorganization request pursuant to City Charter Section 6-2 to change the assignment of responsibility of the Licensing Board of Commissioners, Administrative Director, Agent from the Veterans Services Department to the Department of Health and Human Services. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. The next item is item number 422-06, parens 2. Alderman Hesperhan requesting that a task force be established to meet and prepare a report and recommendations regarding the regulation of noise, air pollution, and best practices with respect to the operation of power equipment used in landscaping, property, and yard maintenance, including without limitation, leaf blowers. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. The next item is item number 329-05, parens 3. Alderman Yates requesting a discussion relative to amending the noise control ordinance to, parens A, prohibit the cumulative noise levels from multiple pieces of equipment operating simultaneously on the same site to exceed the maximum noise levels allowed when measured at the nearest lot line, and B, to eliminate various exemptions in residential districts. That was also approved by a vote of 8-0. The report continues on the next page, page 78. The next item is item number 130-11, parens A. I'm assuming that this portion is not on second call.
I was just talking to the clerk about that. I think we're going to put that on second call,
so
too.
Both items
yeah,
on second call?
Please. Thank you.
Well, then that concludes the report.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee chaired by Alderman Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. One item to report out this evening on page 78 at the bottom. 262-11 is Honor the Mayor requesting amendments to Chapter 17 of the City of Newton Ordinance 2007 to increase fees for permits issued by the Fire Department. This is going to be redacted as a larger item, so this was voted no action necessary, 5-0. That concludes the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee chaired by Alderman Salvucci.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins, on page 79, 61-12, NSTAR Electric Company petitioning for a grant allocation to relocate a replaced pole number 3/8 on the southwesterly side of Adams Avenue, approximately 40 inches, plus southeast of Milton Street, Ward 3. Approved 4-0. 1312, Alderman Albright, Linsky, and Johnson requesting discussion with the appropriate utilities and city departments regarding the prolonged construction on Walnut Street during the fall of 2011, which caused tremendous loss of revenue for Newtonville businesses. No action necessary. 8-0. 89-11, this is something that's been approved. There was a change on this item that was on the sewer lines going by corner lots.
And we still have to report it out.
Okay, if you say so. Finance Committee recommending that section 29-72B, same assessments upon owners of the state passed by new sewers of the City of Newton, Revenue Ordinance 207, be amended to increase the fixed amount uniform rates assessed upon owners of all the states passed by new sewers to rates that more accurately represent the estimated average cost of installing such sewers. Approved 8-0. Next one was held. I now have to request a suspension of the rules to poll the committee regarding a late file item to be referred to the committee.
The chairman has requested a suspension of the rules to accept two late filed docket items. Is there a second? All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. This is just to accept the two late filed docket items, correct?
Two of them, items.
Yes. Can read those in.
The first one is 90-12. Is on the mayor. A discussion regarding a revised stormwater fee structure that would meet the purpose of the stormwater fee by providing a more equitable structure that takes into account the size of the property and its resultant impact on the city's drainage system. All in favor?
They don't have to vote. It's just to accept them to the docket.
No vote on
it? No. Then we'll read the second one.
Then I have another one, Mr. This is a public hearing to be assigned for April 11, 2012. 71-12, parens 2, Boston College petitioning for a grant allocation to install 8 ornamental light poles and fixtures in the east side of College Road at the following locations: 50 plus northeast of College Road and Beacon Street intersection, 250 feet northeast of College Road and Beacon Street intersection, at the intersection of College Road and Quincy Road, 150 feet plus northeast of College Road and Quincy Road near 58 College Road, 350 feet plus northeast of College Road and Quincy Road intersection between 72 and 78 College Road, 550 northeast of the College Road and Quincy Road intersection near 90 College Road, 400 plus south of the College Road and Commonwealth Avenue intersection near 102 College Road, 200 feet south of the College Road and Commonwealth Avenue intersection between 116 and 122 College Road. And that's the public hearing assigned for April 11th.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Those two items will end up being on our referral docket. Thank you. Next, they have the Finance Committee, chaired by Alderman Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item begins on page 80.
Docket item 73-12 is honor the mayor requesting acceptance of Mass General Law 200A, Section 9A, disposition of unclaimed property in order to have any unclaimed funds escheat to the city of as revenue to the general fund instead of allowing these funds to escheat to the Commonwealth. It was approved by a vote of 8-0. 74-12 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to accept, appropriate, and expend the sum of $50,000 received from the town of Wellesley as a condition of a special permit issued by Wellesley to provide improvements at the intersection of Washington Street and Concord Street in Newton Lowell Falls. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 75-12 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $2 million from FY12 free cash to provide additional funding of the rainy day stabilization fund. This was approved by a vote of 8-0. 76-12 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate the sum of $250,000 from the March 12, 2012 declaration of overlay surplus.
Mr. Chairman, that was held.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. That was held. 89-11, Finance Committee recommending that Section 29-72B, assessments upon owners of estates passed by sewers of the City of Newton revised ordinances be amended to increase the fixed uniform rates assessed upon owners of all estates passed by new sewers to the rates that more accurately represent the estimated average cost of installing such sewers. The item was approved 7-0. 77-12 was held. 102-11, which is Alderman Hesmahan Johnson, Commissioner Lojack, and Candace Havens requesting an amendment to Chapter 17 to establish a fee for filing a notice of condo conversion. This was referred to Zoning and Planning, 7-0. 95-11 was also referred to Zoning and Planning. The item is Alderman Hesmahan proposing an ordinance require that a notice of conversion to condominium ownership be filed with Inspectional Services Department. This item was referred by a vote of 7-0. 262-11 is honor the mayor requesting amendments to Chapter 17 of the City of Newton to increase fees for permits issued by the fire department. This item was voted no action necessary by a vote of 7-0. And I realize that there is an item that was late filed, but I am not asking the board for a suspension of the rules. That would be my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next I have the Real Property Reuse Committee chaired by Alderman Albright.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item is on second call. The second item is 72-12, His Honor the Mayor proposing an amendment to Chapter 2-7 of the City of Newton Revised Ordinances 2007 to facilitate the installation of solar panels on public property, and that was approved 7-0.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, is there any more business before the board on first call this evening? Seeing none, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll on the first call of reports and the referral docket. And then I'm going to ask that the board be in a two-minute recess, and I'd like to talk with Alderman Sangiolo, Alderman Gentile, and Alderman Salvucci if I could. Okay? We have 3 minutes, yes, absolutely. Okay, I'll call the clerk to please call the roll.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye, except for docket number 297-11, parens 3, on page 77, on which I vote no.
Mr. President, could I also be recorded as no on that item?
Sure.
297-11, parens 3.
Yes.
I thought it had been placed on second call. I apologize.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill. Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Fangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye, with the exception of item 329-05, parens 3 on page 77, in which I vote no.
The vote is 24 yeas on all items except 329-05, parens 3, where the vote is 23 yeas with 1 nay, and item 297-11, parens 3, where the vote is 22 yeas with 2 nays.
All items on first call carried. The board will be in a brief 3-minute recess. Okay, I'd ask my colleagues to please take their seats. We have 4 items on second call. We should be able to get through some of these pretty quickly. The first item is item 130-11. We're going to take up 130-11 and 130-11 parens A together on page 77. At this time, I'll recognize the chair of the Programs and Services Committee to talk about the 2 items.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first item to report, I'll just read out the report, the votes. The first item is item number 130-11. Paul Coletti, Alderman Fangiolo, Vanberg, and Johnson requesting home rule legislation to create a capital preservation fund for the City of Newton modeled on the Community Preservation Fund to address the capital needs of the city. This was approved and referred to finance by a vote of 5-0-3. And the next item was item number 130-11, parens A, Programs and Services Committee requesting the Finance Committee review alternate proposed home rule legislation language related to the creation of a capital preservation fund, and that was approved and referred to finance by a vote of 7-0-1. And just to explain briefly, so the first item, there was a very simple home rule legislation language that was drafted by Alderman Coletti. That was voted out, but we also had Representative Ruth Balzer in to discuss some legislation that she's working on statewide with Tom Schiff. And we realized that they were kind of similar. Alderman Baker sort of took it on with his own initiative to draft some more detailed language to put forward a home rule language. So we decided to vote both of them out because former Alderman Coletti had his preference and Alderman Baker and the committee had their preference. So we'd like to refer these both to finance, but I guess also to public facilities because I think they were also originally.
The reason why these two, this item was on second call is because we had conflicting committee reports because the other two substantive committees had taken them up previously and had taken no action necessary. So tonight, that's the reason why, folks, this was on second call. So what we are asking is that both the items 130-11 and 130-11 parens A, they were approved, but we're asking that they both also be referred to the Finance Committee, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so is there any discussion on that? Okay, seeing none, I will. We'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it, sorry. Sorry. Ayes have it. I caught my eye over here. I apologize. The item has been referred out of Programs and Services, and both 130-11 and 130-11 parens A will be referred to the Finance Committee. Okay? Is that clear? Great. The next item we have is item number 297-11 parens 4 on page 77. I will again recognize the chair of the Programs and Services Committee, Alderman Fangiolo.
Item number 297-11, parens 4, is Programs and Services Committee approving a resolution to honor the mayor that should the Board of Aldermen approve docket item number 297-11, parens 3, which was the reorg of the Licensing Commission, assigning the Licensing Board of Commissioners to the Department of Health and Human Services, the administration retained former Licensing Administrative Assistant Patricia Sweeney to provide additional training to the staff taking over her duties. That was approved by a vote of 8-0. The reason that this is on second call is because the chairman of finance has asked that finance take a look at the resolution.
Okay. So
I'd like to make a motion to refer it to finance.
Yes. Alderman Gentile, did you want to speak on the item or no? No? Okay. Is there a second? This is, item has been approved in committee, but it's going to be referred to the Finance Committee. A motion has been made and seconded. Anybody wishing to speak on the item? This will be to refer to Finance. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been approved and referred to Finance. The last item we have on second call is number 80-12 on page 82. And at this time, I will recognize the chair of the Real Property Reuse Committee, Alderman Albright.
Item 80-12, His Honor the Mayor recommending that the Carr Cultural Center located at 225 Nevada Street be transferred to the school department for use as swing space, which after solicitation of all municipal departments by the Director of Planning and Development, pursuing to Section 2-7 of the City of Newton Ordinances 2007, is the only department that expressed interest in that property. That was approved 7-0. Shall I talk about the report?
Sure. Want to elaborate a little bit?
Sure. Bob Rooney made the presentation that night. He told us, first of all, of the schedule that, according to the schedule to keep Anger on track, that they need to move the students out of Anger and prepare a new place for them in the summer of 2014. So, and given that we need a 2-year construction time to make Anger ready, this is just about the right time to get this project moving. He talked about the history of the Carr School, and actually I was on the school committee at the time when we were doing the Tier 1 schools and looking for a place to put the students, and Tom Contamin remembered that we could still take back the League School. It was like in the last year of availability, and we purchased the League School, the Carr School back from the League School. And it was planned that building would be used for swing space for years to come. Currently, it holds many arts and cultural programs. It was when the school department stopped renovating elementary schools because of other pressures in other areas. They were asked to give the school back to the city so that it could be inhabited by somebody, rented by something. So it went to Parks and Rec, and it holds many cultural and arts programs. The rent there is $98,000 a year out of $112,000 utility costs, but it was pointed out that the insurance costs would have been quite high if it had been a vacant building. We were shown comparisons that night of using Aquinas as swing space, and from the comparisons we were given, it appeared that was either leasing or renting would be more expensive. The school has its flaws. It has no gym, and putting kids in that school for 2 years, or 2 years, would be without a gym would be difficult, if not illegal, I believe. And Aquinas was also much bigger it suited the needs of the other schools which are coming down the line, which were Cabot, Service, and Ward. Those were the schools that we were shown the other night. There was a range of costs presented to us, $8 to $10 million, and these costs were based on estimates done by HMFH and then revised to be current. They're not finalized costs by any means, but that was a range of costs with a large contingency. And I think that sums up what we did.
Okay, great. Thank you, Madam Chair. Alderman Sangioli, you would put this item on second call.
This is on second call, and I'm going to make it brief because I spoke with Alderman Gentile about some of the concerns, and also with you, Mr.
Alderman
President.
Alderman Gentile, can I interrupt for one sec? Chair, I just wanted to report out the vote of the item.
I'm sorry, Alderman Gentile. I forgot that the vote, it was approved 7-0.
Great. Thank you. Sorry.
So like I said, I'm going to try to make this brief. David Olson is passing out some information. Some of the concerns I had regarding the discussion that took place in reuse, and it basically revolves around Aquinas and the comparison of Aquinas. And the crux of my concern is that I don't want us to see Carr School as the only swing space that we'll need. I think it's very clear from the documents that are being passed around that we're going to need two swing spaces. Otherwise it's going to take, I think HMFH in a 2007 report that's attached to the documents suggests that it'll take, without two spaces, it'll take up to 32 years to get through at least those things that were identified back in 2007. So I think it would behoove us to take a look at Aquinas in a fair light. Again, I think we do need CAR, but some of this discussion and particularly the comparison chart with the swing space options that was discussed or handed out in reuse is not a fair comparison. We're talking about square feet for Aquinas at 94,500 square feet. That really includes both spaces, the actual school building as well as the convent space. So if you're going to compare the two, if you're going to have to choose between the two, and again, I'm not suggesting you choose between the two, but if you're going to compare the two, do it on a fair basis. Don't do it, jacking up the numbers by an extra 20,000 square feet. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say for now. All the stuff is in your, has been handed out. Take a look at it. When it comes to finance, and we have to decide how much money we want to put into CAR, think about Aquinas, because I talked to the real estate agent today. Two other schools are looking at it. You know, CAR we have, Aquinas we don't. And if we want Aquinas and want to think about moving forward with our capital needs, particularly for the schools, we're going to have to think quickly about what we want to do.
Thank you, Alderman Sangiolo. Is there anyone else that wanted to? Alderman Danberg.
Thank you. I just have a question through the chair for Alderman Sangiolo, if I may ask. Alderman Sangiolo, did you say that the numbers that are here, the 94,500 is an incorrect number, square feet on Aquinas?
94,500 number includes the convent as well as the three-story school building. The school building is actually 74,500, whatever, and the convent is about 20,000 square feet of space. I'm just suggesting that if you're going to compare it, evenly.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Alderman Blazer.
Yes, I've just been reviewing these figures, and it seems to me that in the packet we were handed on Friday, the estimated cost for the Aquinas repairs was $500,000 to $1 million, and now, as of today, it's been raised from $1 million to $1.7 million. The cost of required work at CAR renovation is $8 to $10 million. So I'm just concerned about getting some accurate figures on the cost of the work for CAR and the cost of the work for Aquinas. Every time I see numbers for work in the schools, they seem to be changing rather rapidly. I don't know whether Aquinas is suitable space. I haven't seen it. CAR is being used right now, and it seems that the school department is definitely, and the school committee is in favor of using CAR. But I'd just like to get some clarification on those numbers.
We can, we discussed a little bit at recess too, that the action that the Real Property Reuse Committee has taken is just to transfer the oversight from the Parks and Rec Department to the school department. So we will definitely get another bite at the apple, as Alderman Sangiolo mentioned, that when they come back to look for some of this money, we can get greater clarification on some of the numbers. I hope that helps. Okay, I saw Alderman Rice, then Alderman Albright Johnson. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. With Alderman Fuller and myself have been working on the Anger Working Group over the last number of months since December, and there's been a lot of work put in by the staff of the working group, which is going to be morphing into the Anger Building Group. With you, we have made it into the feasibility stage with the Mass School Building Authority, and everything is on track to get the new or renovated Anger open in 2016. We're also at the same time tracking how CAR is going in the process. And while I acknowledge Alvin Sangiolo's point about needing two spaces going forward, and I think that's a valid point, but CAR is the best scenario of right now moving forward. With that, Anger is in deplorable condition. We need the kids, get the kids into to better space. And if we can move on Angel right, if we move on Carr right now, it's the best transition going forward. And Aquinas has some downsides about the gym and some other things. It has some positives, but I think as we get through Carr, getting to Aquinas as the next fly would be the next way to go. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman Rice. Next, I have Alderman Albright and Alderman Johnson.
I was just going to mention that the numbers that Bob Rooney gave us at Real Property Reuse were the same numbers that you're seeing in your packet on Friday. So I'm not sure where the numbers that you're referring to, Alderman Blazer, were coming from, but because these are consistent with the numbers that we received in committee last week. And I would have to say, you know, Alderman Sangiolo, if you think Aquinas would be suitable for second space, I think that's probably a great thing to look into, but I think we really need to get moving on the Carr School right now and get better numbers, for example.
Thank you, Alderman Albright. Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to agree with Alderman Albright. I think that we have been negligent in really looking at Aquinas as an alternative. And I think, you know, it's kind of dealt with on the periphery, and as far as really looking at it seriously, because I think we need more space. So that's number one. And I disagree with Alderman Sangiolo, which doesn't happen that often, that I don't think one is done in place of the other. So I think we can move forward with Carr. While continuing, I would ask the executive department and the school department to really look at Aquinas seriously. Number two, as a person who lives in the neighborhood of Carr, I would ask the school committee and school department to really, really look at what it looks like from the outside, because it is becoming kind of the, what's the word, it's really a negative for the neighborhood right now. So that's number two. So we're looking at, you know, from a neighborhood thing, it's horrible. When I walk my dog by there, I just cringe at the windows. And the third piece, I would love to see the school department, the school committee look at Carr going forward. Personally, the Horace Mann School was a dump when my kids went there, and it continues to be a dump. And I think we can do other things with that building and move Horace Mann into Carr eventually. So those are my three points as the Alderman at Large from Ward 2 in the Carr neighborhood.
Thank you, Alderman Johnson. Alderman Sangiolo.
Okay, so for the press, I am not asking to replace Aquinas over Carr. I think we need both, because I don't want it to seem like I prefer Aquinas over Carr. But because Alderman Rice decided to make a comparison, I'll just say, go to Aquinas. Aquinas is basically in moving condition. In terms of the roof, the realtor and the sisters have agreed that they would take care of the roof, so the roof is not even a cost to us. Accessibility is an issue, as it is with Carr. And in terms of gym space, no, it doesn't have a gym, but Carr doesn't have a cafeteria, and Aquinas does. So, I mean, there are trade-offs on both. I'm saying we need both. And the reason that I think Aquinas is important to be on the table now is that I don't want to lose the opportunity. If we decide at some point, you know what, maybe we do need both, it might be too late. So I'm just saying, don't put Aquinas like so far out. Yes, move forward with Carr because we have to move forward with Anger, but we also need Aquinas.
Thank you. Just so everyone remembers, this item is to just transfer the control from Parks and Rec to the school department. Okay. Alderman Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I appreciate Alderman Sangiolo raising this issue now. It sounds like she's actually voting in favor of 80-12, as will I, and I encourage everybody to do that. And I agree with Alderman Sangiolo that continuing to keep Aquinas on our radar screen is very important, and doing it sooner rather than later and continuing to look at it. We continue to have enrollment challenges. I know the school committee is looking at the preschool situation there. There may be more classrooms that they'd like to have and have all of them in one place. They continue to look at our out-of-district
children, and if there are opportunities to bring them back here to Newton, and they're looking at spaces for that. I know on our city side, we're continuing to look at things like a cultural center so that there are clearly unmet needs in the city, and Aquinas may be able to play an important role in meeting those needs. CAR does happen to work beautifully for swing space for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years so that we will make good use of our investments in it. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Fuller. Is there anyone else wishing to speak on item 80-12? No one? Okay. Can I try a voice vote, David? We'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Item carries. Is there any other business before the board this evening? I just did want to remind folks that we are having the school budget presentation this coming Wednesday evening here at 7 p.m. We'll start out with a very brief facilities update, and then we'll get right into the school budget presentation. And our next board meeting, which will be Tuesday, April 17th, it's going to be Tuesday night because of the marathon, Patriots Day, excuse me. But also the mayor's budget presentation will be that evening. So I just wanted to remind folks of that. Okay? No other business before the board tonight? I'll recognize Alderman Blazer. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned at 8:32.